Mary Mary is in the Red Velvet Cake studio. Erica and Tina Campbell have new music, a new baby bump, fairly new TV show, and they're here at the Red Velvet Cake Studios, the Tom Jordan Morning Show.
Indeed.
Good morning.
Hey. God is good.
All the time.
See, had to get that out first.
All right.
All right. First to get that out.
How's everybody doing?
Everybody's good. How y'all doing?
How are you?
We're doing pretty good.
I should have put some peach on. Everybody got
it is peach day. Yeah, Friday is usually peach day.
Why did nobody tell Tina that?
Oh, you know what? I got on peach lipstick.
Oh, there you go.
All right. All right.
I'm in the money.
And Tina, everything all right?
Everything is all right.
We don't have to boil no water or nothing like that.
What? Please tell me what the boil water got to do.
I don't know. You got to get some towels and boil some water.
I don't know.
Some newspaper or something.
I'm fine, y'all. This is the fourth baby that I have carried and worked into at least the eighth and a half month. Yeah. And I'm 1 week away from eight, so, which means I got at least three more weeks to be consistent with myself.
Mm-hmm. How is it singing and pregnant?
I tell you what, once you pass 7 months, it gets hard because you push. You do a lot of pushing, which is what you do to have
the baby. And Erica, you did a lot of pushing and trying to pull back during the last pregnancy, didn't you?
I did. I don't know. I think I'm a little addicted to my work. I really, really love what I do, and I felt like, oh, I'll be fine, you know. But, you know, when you have a baby and your age has changed from, you know, things are different. Having a baby in the early 30s is different from having them in the latter 30s.
Erica, how many babies do you have?
I have three.
And Tina?
This is my fourth birth, but I have five children. This will be my fifth child.
This will be your fifth?
Yes. One of my babies was a wedding gift.
Okay.
It's the fourth one I've pushed out in 8 years.
What's going on?
Well, my mama had nine, so.
Oh, really?
You know.
Oh,
yes. And what we're not going to do is be our mama. Just understand that. I'm quitting after this.
Okay, so what happened to the other seven siblings? They're not in the group?
No. Well,
they're not in the business?
My sister styles us. One of my sisters is a nanny, but she just got married, so I just lost nanny. But they all have different feels. They didn't. We asked them to do this. We asked them to sing with us, and they didn't want to. It's too much.
When you were coming up in the church, you all sang together, right?
In a choir.
Yes.
Me and Tina were never a group growing up. We didn't become a group until we met Warren.
Yeah,
Warren.
Warren was
my husband.
Your husband.
Our producer.
He was like, why don't y'all do this together? And we were like, okay, fine.
But we were the only two that were passionate about it. We actually pursued music in college because we wanted to do this
for a living,
professionally. Maybe not in the space that we're in now, but we wanted to do music. And I think,
I always wanted to do this.
Are you two the oldest of the nine?
There's an older brother and sister that are both.
Okay, of the two sisters, Erica, Tina, which one's older?
Erica is.
Tom, why you didn't know
and
that?
Which one's the best singer?
They're both.
Yeah,
they are equally gifted.
They have their own.
We both
bring something really unique to the group. My voice is heavy and warm, and Tina's is high, and she'll give you everything that you need to pull you up out of your seat when you sing.
Tom is asking that as a younger brother.
He wants to know if there's a sibling.
Oh,
right.
Is there rivalry?
I tell you what it is.
There's arguments.
There's rivalry.
Oh, is
it? We see the arguments.
Oh, yeah.
I'd probably fight to be the boss a little more than. That's a regular.
So you're the bossiest?
Yes. Definitely the bossiest. Yeah. I'm the bossiest of everybody in the family.
You guys fight all the time, so we know what you don't like. What do you really like about your sister?
I love my sister's drive and her passion.
And you?
I like Erica's peace, cool, and calm. Don't nothing ruffle her feathers for a long time.
Oh, you ruffle.
I know, but you know what? Like, if it was reversed, I would. If Erica was me, I wouldn't be able to handle me the way she does, because I don't have my
and my other sisters say that.
It was you.
Yeah, my
that's true.
My other sisters say that, like, nobody could be in this group with Tina but Erica.
No, you ain't got to say it like that. Nobody could be in this group with you but me.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
I don't know what that was like. Y'all been having conversations about me. Hold it now.
Tom, the week that they went to therapy, Erica said, would you just let me finish a sentence? You know,
You both have that great passion.
And that what helped mix.
Which one's the funniest?
Tina, I think Tina's way funnier. Tina's hilarious.
No, and Erica's got this underlying sarcasm that
walking out the door funny, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard you.
Yeah.
I just say everything. I don't always have a filter, or I'm working on my filter.
You know, you should have a little PC-ness about yourself when you do this. Tina's
politically correctness is broke. It don't,
I try.
It don't work.
You need it fixed.
Oh, no.
That's what makes me a little frightened about being in this business and, like, doing the whole reality show thing, because I have never been PC. I've been offending grandparents, relatives,
all
folks at the church, or whatever. Because I just say it the way I'm feeling it.
I'll give you an example. She was like 7. We went to see my grandmother, who was in the hospital, not doing well. And she said, "Hey, Gamma, are you going to die?"
That's not being that's just a kid that, you know, you ask. I had an auntie that was small, and I was like, "You sure? Are you a midget?" She was just like, "No, Tina, I'm just I'm a small person." Yeah, thank you for.
I was going to ask you who is the diva, but I have determined who the diva of your show is, and it's not Erica, it's not Tina, it's not Gugu.
Who is it, Simba?
It's that guy right there.
That is hilarious.
Mitch,
oh my God,
I'm pretty sure he's turning
this
red.
This is going to be a massive conversation in the car ride when we leave here. Mitch is the diva on the show.
You girls are fine. I love Gugu. I love all that. Him, he's something to watch out for. He's the one. Mitch is the one.
Oh my goodness.
Well, you got new music.
Yes. Go get it.
Go get it.
That's my song.
It's your time, man.
Yes.
That's why we like 8 months pregnant and stuff.
Because you're
still working.
Going to get it.
Like
you got it.
Like you talking about getting.
Well,
some,
I did get it, but I'm just saying. It looks like the get was gotten.
Get was gotten.
It definitely was gotten. But I'm trying to be spiritual now. Stop it.
Now, what's the
the premise of the song,
yes.
It's about knowing that you've worked hard to get where you want to be. It's knowing that you've put in the work. It's putting your faith in action and going after what you want. A lot of people let their doubts and fears kind of live in front of them, and I can't, and maybe it's not for me. Maybe I'm not supposed to start that business. Maybe I shouldn't go back to school. Maybe I shouldn't try to mend this relationship, but it's time for me to go get what's mine. I want to live. I want to love. I want to thrive. I want to do the best and be my best. It's my time, so I'm finna go get it.
It's about
and
faith.
Finna, yes. What's the
absolutely
word?
Yeah. If you're scared of failure, then you're not ready to win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that's what this song is about. You just get up, you go for it, you try.
Yeah.
If one door slams in your face, you expect another
Hebrews
one to open.
Hebrews 1:11.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. I just was throwing that out.
I was going to say.
Sometimes he just throws out.
He just throws out.
Yeah, I was going to say. There's a scripture in Hebrews about faith. About that being
Hebrews 11:1. Let's go. Let's go from 11:1.
I'm impressed. I was close to it.
In the vicinity, yeah. Yes. God bless you.
And Tom is impressed because he ain't been in the church in many a Sunday.
But it's not about me, Sybil.
It's all about you, Tom.
No.
It's all about you.
It's about the new CD. Now let's talk about it.
Yes.
Okay.
You guys did the video yet?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Oh man,
yeah. Shot the video.
Let's talk about the CD. God bless.
Yes,
God bless. Wow, that was from our second record, I think. That song, and it's
let that keep you from getting on your feet again.
Kirk definitely be doing the gospel stanky leg.
Kirk be doing everything.
Little girl.
That's my favorite. Yes. It's about confidence, about knowing that you are beautiful and you don't have to be nothing other than who you are. Look yourself in the mirror and say, "I love me."
While we recorded that song.
Little girl.
What's the story? You recorded this song?
We recorded that song when my 18-year-old was when she was 8 years old. And now my 4-year-old, like, cannot live without that song. Every morning we get in the car. Can you play my song, little girl? Can you play my song? I'm like,
this is... Hey, little girl, are we going to play that today?
This is the third time we're going to play this song again. We're going to play something else for my son over there. She loves it.
Can't give up now.
Oh.
And we cannot.
We cannot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that song actually helps us get through when it's getting really hard and we're like, I can't do this no more.
And she gets on your last nerve.
Well, she, the business, the exhaustion.
And that guy.
And then there's Mitch.
Nothing but love, though. Yeah, nothing but love.
You gotta play something, encourage yourself, and that song actually helps us through a lot of times.
It's not a live record, but we did a lot of the stuff over to sing it, to give it more energy and to give it to, you know, we wanted to give real love to our fans. So even though it's songs they've heard before, we went in and still kind of juiced them up and doctored them up.
How do you guys feel about you? I mean, because you're going to a club and you hear some Mary Mary.
Yes.
And how do you feel about people doing the wobble?
Let the message infiltrate your heart and change the way you think. Everybody's not going to go to church. Everybody's not going. So it's people like Mary Mary. We got to look. Tom is like, see?
Hey.
We create our music for people who still need to know that God loves them, that they can make it, that they can overcome, that life is hard, but it won't take you down if you don't allow it.
I think I like the way that gospel music has gone because now it's a little more palatable that you can listen to it.
Yeah. That's why my favorite is The God in Me.
You like that?
Yeah. That's my favorite Mary Mary.
You're so fly. You're so hot.
And that's on this record, too.
That's
on this record.
Yeah.
And it's just so important to be able to take a message that is this inspirational, this impactful, and has helped us and so many people. It's so important to take this message beyond the four walls where people get it all the time.
Yeah.
It is not limited to that because the message and the God of that message is so much greater than that. So you take it into all his spaces. That's wherever there's air.
Saints in the church.
Erica and Tina Campbell are our in-studio guests. Tina and Erica.
Tina.
I must
be his favorite, Erica. I'm sorry.
Something happened last night.
I'm a pregnant woman.
Sybil, that's something happened last night.
I'm a TJ of us.
Oh, it's the time. Join the morning show.
Mary Mary, in studio jam, coming up at the top of the hour. Got a new CD. All right, now on this new CD is, you said Good to Me.
Good to Me.
Features Destiny's Child.
Yes. The original Destiny's Child.
The original.
First four.
Okay, so help me out here. This is a new album.
It's a compilation. The album is a compilation of old songs and two new songs. Some of the old songs we sung over, because Destiny's Child is no longer Destiny's Child, we couldn't really sing it over them. So we just put the song originally how it was and recorded.
It was from our first CD, I think.
Yeah. From our very first CD.
Oh, here it is. Now, this was on their CD as well?
No, this was on our
CD, our first CD, I think entitled Thankful.
Yep.
All right.
2000. It all hit.
And Sunday morning.
Love that song. It's a throwback to, I just want to get to church on Sunday morning. I got all this stuff going on, but when I get to church, I know the old lady going to be over there praying. They going to be, the usher's going to be ushing. The kids going to be playing. They're going to be playing
tambourine.
If you go to the good church. Yeah. Church was fun for us growing
up.
Like, it was so cool. Like, in my neighborhood, that was where you wanted to go.
Where do you go to church now?
Yeah.
I love that song.
Is that
one.
Where Tina comes in a little late? Does she come in late to church?
Stop
it. Anymore?
You stop yes. it. Yes. Tina be late for church,
Erica,
but we
like
love
you
her.
Wasn't late for church. You don't act like you wasn't late for church, too. It ain't my fault that you did hair quicker than I did.
Oh, that's funny.
What do you guys attend church?
I go to Faithful Central Bible Church. Mm-hmm.
And I go to In His Presence. Yeah, in the Valley.
In Los Angeles. In the Valley.
But where we were born and raised is Evangelistic Church of God in Christ, where Ella Charles E. Lawless is our pastor. That's where Sunday morning comes from.
At the top of the hour, Mary Mary. And they're going to do Go Get It?
Yes, sir.
And what else are you going to do?
And a little walking. We're going to walk for a little bit.
Oh, you're going to walk?
Yes, sir.
Walk for a little bit.
We're going to walk for a little bit.
Mary Mary in Studio Jam on the TJMS. Next.
feeling.
My mama wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah.
And we love Miss Honey. Can we just say that?
I like my mama.
Tell her that.
I like her too.
Yeah.
But you know what? It was important to us to show that, to not drama and this and all these
somebody
things
that actually likes their husband.
Without the being good women myself. So I figured we'd try to do our best to do that and it will work. And amen. It's been working.
Because
we're shooting
season
a second
two.
Season. Yeah,
there you
coming
go.
Soon.
There you go.
And we love the cousin police. Can I just tell you that?
We do too. Mommy's love the cousin police.
The cousin police work. They really do.
Yes, they
get their cousin card revoked. They don't stop fighting.
Oh.
First season, you had pole dancing, Christian pole dancing.
No, it wasn't Christian pole dancing.
There wasn't nothing Christian about it.
We just went to work out. That's all.
That's all it was. It wasn't and Christian?
Tom, we married. Come on now. How you think I went and got this baby? I'm just saying. I'm going to leave
that
there.
How do you think our husbands are smiling? Not because we said nice prayers.
Okay.
I mean, we do pray for them, but
I'm just saying.
We bless them in other
ways. But you all keep a lot of plates spinning. You really do. And you show that. And how, you know, your faith, your family, all of that, and your work, you all are doing it and doing it well.
I think
really
the everyday woman, if it feels like she's going to lose it, she go, well, shoot, they going through the same thing I'm going through.
Exactly.
Keep going. I'm not going to give up.
And they're in that walk with you.
Yeah.
They really are.
And your CD, Go Get It, is all about the reality show?
Well, it's music inspired by the reality show. So most of the songs you will hear in the show somewhere in some scene, some thing that's going on, we put the music right under it so you'll understand where the motivation for the music comes from.
And the single Go Get It, we recorded it during the show.
Yeah.
While she was pregnant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now we switched.
Push the
second season
out.
We said we gotta do that again. So Tina got pregnant for the second season.
That was so nice of you. That was so nice of you.
Because the last time I saw you, it was at the Soul Train Awards.
Yes.
And I was pregnant. You were pregnant then.
Yes.
Yeah, and I was planning on not being pregnant ever again in my life, but then I went home and she was happy.
The Soul Train Awards did all that.
The Soul Train did that too.
Yes, right after the Soul Train
Awards. Really?
Don't you blame that Soul Train.
I blame Soul Train. I went out there and got my soul. I went home, took all that soul home, and then
the hippest trip in America. There you go.
And that trip went on to LA, and now we got, I'm just saying, I went and got it.
Now, do you know if it's a little boy or a little girl?
I am having my second son, and I'm so happy about it.
Nice. Congratulations.
I have 25 copies of the new CD by Mary Mary. Go get it. To the next 25 Text Time Club members that text me at 646464. Erica, Tina, thank you so much for being a part of the In Studio Jam.